Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good here, Miss Crystal Clark. She's here with us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, we're both just perky as we can be.
I love it.
I know. So YPYM, mm-hmm. I'm trying to acronymize this whole thing. Your Power, Your Money is a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3, or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to us anytime. All right, Miss Crystal, this week we're going to talk more about fraud.
It never ends.
It never ends. And if I didn't think this was so important, mm-hmm. you know, and there's a couple of other topics we're going to cover around fraud, but, you know, it is just a huge part of the world we are in today,
right.
And it is a necessary distraction. Mm-hmm. I love that word that you have used. So, you know, two-factor or multi-factor authentication is coming.
Yes.
We're going to be adopting that around July 1st. We're going to talk about this a great deal because I really want our membership to understand that this is a wall we're building. Mm-hmm. It can be a distraction, as you like to say.
Yes, because sometimes when it pops up, you're like, oh, this is that again. But really just take the time and look at it.
It's a few seconds of, you know, slight pain.
Yeah, but it's to protect you.
It is to protect you.
So that's just part of the world today that we live in.
That's
right. So we're going to talk more about passwords.
Okay.
This is the front line in the war against fraud.
Yeah.
So a strong password can help you with social engineering that goes on today. Using your dog's name or the date you got married is just not hard enough for the scammers out here.
They basically study your presence on social media.
Yes.
And then from that, they can craft, you know, all sorts of ways to, you know, decode your password.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because we're going to talk what a strong password is
right.
here in seconds, I promise you folks. But this is the kind of thing that, again, it is the front line.
Mm-hmm.
So passwords are like account gatekeepers. There's a good reason for the hype about using fortified passwords. They
mm-hmm.
really are the gatekeepers to our online accounts. Having a strong, unique password for each account really should be a given. The stakes are so high. If your money is at risk due to a weak password, here are some tips to create passwords that are a little more worthy of, say, Fort Knox.
All right. So the first tip is to use random characters.
Okay.
Whole words are
unless
easily,
you're using world as a word.
That's a tongue twister.
Right, yeah.
Are guessed easily. So use a mix of lowercase and uppercase letters combined with numbers and symbols.
Mm-hmm.
That works best. Avoid using information that you post on social media like the names of your friends, your families, your pets, and as well as birthdays, anniversaries, or other special dates. Because normally people get on Facebook and like, it's my anniversary.
That's
so
right.
They already know what date you're celebrating. And most of the time, that's one of your security questions. Like,
oh, yeah.
When is your anniversary? And if they know that date that you're celebrating, bing, 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 they have the answer to that question.
I'm not trying to, you know, divulge any secrets, but I know I have used my birth date password, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, next, the ideal password is 8 to 12 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of platforms now require like a 10 character, and then I find that the more characters you use, the safer it is. So they're making you change. You know, you have to capitalize, use a numeral,
mm-hmm.
use
a unique character, mm-hmm.
that sort of thing, and just really try to make, you know, these things as fortified as possible. So these longer passwords, they're really just more difficult to crack.
Yes, that's right.
The idea of having a hacker give up on cracking your password and move on to someone else is really kind of fun.
They're like, oh, this is too hard. Let me try somebody else.
That's right.
I would rather them feel that way about my account.
No, and I always say, you know, it's weird that I produce Your Power, Your Money. I'm uniquely qualified as a poor person to do that. But I honestly think that scammers look at my account and go, oh, no, this guy.
No, not this.
He
this
needs
is the
this,
wrong guy.
He needs this money. Yeah.
All right. So the third tip is to change your passwords on a regular basis. There are always data breaches that you're not aware of where a hacker could already have your password. Stolen passwords could be used today or in the future. Changing them on a regular basis helps keep them from being used successfully.
That's right. Now, and also, don't store your passwords in your browser,
mm-hmm.
Because once those doors are broken down, it's right there.
Right.
So browser security is, you know, questionable, and that can lead to your passwords being vulnerable. You know, you don't want to make it easy for hackers to steal your passwords mm-hmm. in one place. And if you need to keep a record of them, make sure the list is not kept where others can access.
Right.
And you can consider using a password manager. So there's lots of apps and platforms out there. But if you do, remember some are better than others, and a bit of research into what's available can save you a lot of regret.
So this is all good stuff, and let's go over again a few ways to keep your finances secure.
So we are going to post this infographic from howtomoney.com. Okay. It's keep your finances. We are just wordsmiths today. Do you hear me? Keep your finances secure, and here's a, well, let's see, what is it? 12 different things, mm-hmm. like use strong, unique passwords.
Right.
You set up two-factor authentication. You can set spending alerts. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a big Crystal Clark thing, you know, alerts, monitoring.
I stand on those.
Huge, huge. Mm-hmm. Only use trusted Wi-Fi.
And that's
that one's
biggie.
Hard.
That's
that one's really
biggie.
Hard.
And I had to make my son more aware of this because he takes his phone everywhere. And so if we're at McDonald's, he's like, I'm going to hop on McDonald's Wi-Fi. I'm not saying anything's wrong with McDonald's Wi-Fi, but that
no,
is
no, certainly not. But is it?
It's not trusted.
Is it compromised?
Open. It's
right?
open for everyone to use.
Yes. Now, we know at the credit union mm-hmm. that, you know, is monitored wall
secured,
to wall.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. So some more tips are triple confirm your wire transfer. So if you do a wire, you want to make sure that that wire has been completed. Or if you're receiving a wire, you want to make sure that you see the you received the correct amount and that it came on the right date. You can freeze your credit. So if something is going on and you're unaware, you want to say, hold up just a second. You have that right to freeze it.
That's right.
Shred all financial mail. We preach this. If you are a member at the credit union, you can always come in and bring those documents. We have shredders, shred bins in the lobby that you can use. And we also have a shred day coming up next month. So
well,
you don't
no, it's October.
That.
It's
oh,
October.
October
16th.
October. And store your cash in a high-yield savings account. Make your money work for you.
So, you know, I was reading a little bit about shredding, and they said that is the number one way mm-hmm. that scammers finding mail, finding bills,
yes.
that is the number one way that they start to compromise your account.
You get a credit card offer in the mail. If they already know your social or they
right.
know your address, all they
right.
have to do is complete the form and wait for the mail, the card to come in the mail.
And that's another great tip. If you
that's
get one of those,
yeah.
it's real. There's producer Shelley. I thought she had,
at the blue.
She was
I'm
already
just,
at the beach.
I'm just saying, that's just so scary.
Well,
yeah.
no, and let's break it down a little bit. You get one of those. Here's a card. You're pre-approved.
Mm-hmm.
The card is in there. All you have to do is use it or call a number.
Yes, to activate
so
it.
If you say, no, I don't want it, and you throw it out, that's not enough.
Right.
You need to bring it to the credit union
mm-hmm.
and shred it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be
I'm
suspicious.
I'm looking up shredders on Amazon.
right. Well, because this, you know, of course, that's a free service we offer
mm-hmm.
to our members. And really, I mean, we can take almost any amount.
Yeah.
We have large bins that we use. All right. A couple more things before we get to the break. Use credit cards, not debit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that just goes against everything,
and
right?
And I'm going to say that because we love credit cards here at First Mississippi, and we offer those too, but they have, I want to say, a better layer of protection.
Right.
So if something happens or if that card gets hacked or somebody uses it, it's not necessarily messing with your money
right.
that you
it's,
eat right
the
now.
The recourse is there.
Right.
It's on that company. So that makes sense. So we've been talking all this. Keep your software up to date. Scrutinize
yes.
all incoming texts and emails.
I know that everyone's been getting those strange texts, the toll
oh, Lord.
Fees,
yeah.
and you haven't been through a toll. Those
well,
are scammers.
I tell you, that's why I like what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and the media in general is talking about these things as they come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I lived in Northern Virginia, so getting a text that I had a, you know, a ticket that I didn't pay,
right.
not shocking,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I was like, oh, Lord, what did I do? But
right.
that's the scam.
Mm-hmm.
It
and
is crazy.
And they're doing it with Social Security as well. If you don't complete this or respond back to this text
right.
message, you won't receive your Social Security check. And that's scary for a lot of people. But we just want you to be aware. If you feel uncomfortable, please come and talk to us at First Mississippi, and we would love to help you.
You know, I want to come up with a cool saying here because it occurs to me, like, stop, drop, and roll.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Right? So
right.
it's kind of the same thing. Stop,
mm-hmm.
look, maybe ask a question.
Right.
Hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't throw it all away, right?
Right.
All right. Well, so teach elders about online safety. Oddly, we're going to be doing that later on in
yes.
the show. So why don't we take a break right here,
okay.
and when we come back, we're going to talk about two-factor authentication, another tool in the fight on fraud. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan. With me, my not-so-secret weapon, Miss Crystal Clark. You are listening to Your Power, Your Money, Miss Crystal.
Yes.
And it's brought to you by who?
First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, as always. Okay, Romy, we are here talking about fraud.
Fraud.
We went over.
Is it frogs or fraud?
Fraud.
Fraud. Okay, I got you.
And we just went over a few good tips for making your password more secure.
Mm-hmm.
So, First Mississippi will be implementing a new requirement to help protect our members' accounts and their information. Beginning July 1st, First Mississippi will be implementing something new. Well, it's new for our members.
Right.
It's the two-factor authentication. Yes, this will be a requirement to log onto your mobile app and our online banking services as well.
So two-factor authentication, we've called it a necessary distraction, mm-hmm. but really with the amount of fraud and the frequency of these things, we've got to do it. So two-factor or multi-factor authentication starts with a password on your device. Mm-hmm. So you're logging onto a device, then a second device, a phone, a tablet, that generates the code, and it's usually a code generator or something to that effect. That's the proof, mm-hmm. right, that you are who you are. So access is then granted.
Okay, so let's break it down once again. Two-factor authentication. A factor, as in multi-factor, is a way of confirming your identity when you try to sign in. It's as simple as...
Step one, password.
Step two, proof.
Trust, proof. That is your phone or your device.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, it gives you some access.
Right.
So almost every online service from your bank, your personal emails to your social media accounts, support adding a second step for authentication. Mm-hmm. We'll be rolling out some other new services, all designed to give you much more information in the fight on fraud that hopefully will help our members and protect our accounts and your money.
If somebody else tries to sign in as you, even if they've gotten some of your information and entered your username and password, when they get prompted for that second factor, they're stuck.
That's right. In our case, that second factor is your smartphone or a tablet, that sort of thing, which generates a new number every 30 seconds. So even if the new number you used to sign in yesterday is one thing, well, they're still locked out.
And we get it. This is a little bit of annoyance. It just takes a few extra seconds. But we are constantly working to keep your information safe. And we know knowledge is power. And just being aware is half the battle.
You know, again, this is a little bit of an annoyance, but it is a necessary thing to help protect your money, protect your account. And, you know, the reality is that they don't just stop in one place.
No.
Once they get in, and, you know, in some of the instances that we've seen, mm-hmm. Oh, we had a person's account that was drained in 20 minutes of like $4,000, $6,000.
Yes.
They will hit the account to see if it's safe. And mm-hmm. if, you know, anybody notices, that's why it's so important
to pay attention
to your accounts.
So it's going to give our members that extra cushion of comfort, that extra layer of security that's needed so that we can slow down, you know, the scammers and the people that's trying to get your money.
Defraud you,
yeah.
Right? And, well, okay, so the other thing I mentioned, SOS Advisor, kind of a weird name. It's like sticklyonsecurity.com, but SOS Advisor is a service that we're going to be adding to our platform.
Okay.
It will, you know, start from the homepage. You click on it and go to a landing page, which will have all kinds of really good content. Mm-hmm. I was really impressed. And so there's a lot of more long form of the kinds of things that we're talking about here on the show that you can really just go back and, you know, kind of educate yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, the more you know. I know that's a pretty popular phrase, but it makes so much sense here. It's not even funny. Mm-hmm. So July 1st, we'll have two-factor authentication. We'll be talking a lot about that on social media, so
yes.
Stay tuned to that piece because I don't want this to create any heartburn for our members. We're going to be there,
yeah.
You know, to get it set up So, you know, once we get to the implementation point, you know, come see us and we'll help you get it set up.
And again, if you have any questions, any concerns, our member service representatives are ready to help you. They're ready to answer your questions. And again, we just want to make sure that everybody feels a little bit more secure with their online and mobile banking.
And, you know, you said it, knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the, you know, see something, say something
right.
kind of paradigm. Pay attention to your accounts. Look at the things that are happening. Be aware. Set up those alerts.
Mm-hmm.
That is the easiest thing to do.
That is.
Now, you get so many alerts, so many notifications, I can understand that that might, you know, run some
but
people
still,
off.
I would rather get that alert and say, hey, this is going on right now than to wait 5 days and like, oh, man, that was $500 that left out of my account that I did not approve. So I think setting up those alerts and setting up those windows, you know, to where if something happens, that you know you're aware of it then, but also remember to update your information, you know, when you come and see our member service representatives. In
yes.
case something happens, you know, we can always get in contact with you, whether that's a good phone number, email address, or whatever your method of communication
it's is. Critical. And I mean, if you're an older member, meaning you've been with us, you know, a long time,
things change.
You may not, when you became a member, have had or had to scan your driver's license.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Might not have had that technology 40 years ago.
Right.
We do have members that have been around that long.
We have members that have been there a long time. And just think of how much it makes the teller or the person that you talk to more confident that they're speaking to the right person. If I go to a financial institution, I want them to be confident that they're talking to Crystal and this is Crystal's account. So having that ID pop up there, it secures you and it gives the teller or the member service representative that much more confidence in talking to you with your finance.
And you know, so we had that event, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, something like that. We thwarted that by quick response.
Mm-hmm.
We made everybody aware. I had reservations about saying, okay, warning,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're being attacked. But I got to say kudos to my members, kudos to the staff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we brought that thing down in just a, you know,
a
day.
It didn't take long. Yeah.
And so what that tells me is it is all about awareness.
Mm-hmm.
It is about, because they're going to continue to call.
Yes.
They're going to continue to pretend to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you should never trust anything like that anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm from Mississippi. So, you know, I try to be nice to people.
Right.
Right. You know, in between how's your mom and them and all
right.
that stuff, you know, I'm trying to be kind, but you can't be kind when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah.
These folks will burn your house down. I mean, it is unbelievable.
But I like it because that it just gives us a sense that First Mississippi is just not walking around in the clouds. Like, we
That's
actually
right.
know what's going on with our membership and with their accounts, and that we are aware and we work very hard to protect them. So that two-factor authentication is just another way of showing that we care, we protect you, and we're here with you.
And it's going to be more and more prevalent on any platform
mm-hmm.
that you use. And you should be wary if you don't have that kind of verification.
Right.
Because, again, so, you know, to wrap that all up, we want to make you aware July 1st, there's some changes coming. We're going to walk you through that as much as possible. But, you know, again, be aware. Just pay attention. And we have all the technology, and it is just too easy. And
oh, I'm
yes,
say one more thing.
You thought of something. Go ahead, please.
So, June.
Crystal, let me call on you.
So, oh, we're going to talk about this. Never mind. We're going to talk about this at the end.
Oh, are you trying
it's
to tease?
It's a surprise.
Are you trying to tease?
Yeah. I got excited for a second.
Okay, I understand. Well, it's radio. It's exciting, right?
It's all right. Information.
It is. Well, let's take our break here. And when we come back, we'll talk more about protecting ourselves from fraud, and particularly how fraud affects the older people
yes.
in our world. Stop looking at me. Okay, you're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan, and with me today, as always, my right-hand woman.
Yes.
Ms. Crystal Clark.
The one and only.
That's right. So let's continue. I know you wanted to touch on another subject.
I got excited.
Oh, that's okay. That you might be more elderly than we thought. Yeah, you can tell this is going to be a subject that I'm going to have to deal with
mm-hmm,
here.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you wanted to do that. Let's get into it now. Another subject that ties together with all of this is
elder abuse.
Elder abuse.
Look at me when I'm talking to about
okay,
this,
thank you. See,
okay.
She's already starting. It's already starting.
I want you to be cautious.
That's right.
So, yes, elder abuse or elder financial exploitation,
which
is one form of elder abuse, is defined as someone illegally or improperly using an older person's money or belongings for their own personal use.
Okay. Well, I jumped on you here, but in a statement provided by the United States Government Accountability Office, older adults are financially exploited by strangers who constantly hit them with mail, telephone, internet scams, unscrupulous financial service providers, which is another thing I hadn't really thought about, and untrustworthy in-home caregivers. Mm-hmm. That's where it really gets weird.
Yes.
Elder financial exploitation can be carried out in many forms by really some surprising kinds of people.
Right.
Strangers. All right. That's the way they broke this down. Mm-hmm. But that's through, lottery inquiries, mail, telephone, internet scams. Here's one that I hadn't thought about: door-to-door home repair scams.
I actually have someone that experienced that.
Yeah, we have a friend who went through that as well. Again, these fraudsters can find ways into the system, and any action you take opens the door.
Right.
And from that point, there's just nothing anybody can do. Mm-hmm. So we talked about door-to-door home repair, identity theft. We're beating this horse as hard as we can. Romance scams.
Yes.
Charity schemes and IRS schemes. And then here's another one, financial service providers.
Yes, you have to be careful. And so that also includes, if you believe it or not, family, friends, caregivers, or legal guardians.
That's right.
So they do things like theft of cash or other variables. It can be withdrawals from bank accounts or the use of credit cards without permission.
Right.
The transfer of deeds, misuse of an older adult's power of attorney, misappropriation of an incapacitated
older adult's
income or assets, or identity theft.
So, I've done a little bit of caregiving in my life, and I know with my mother, it was easy. Here, take my credit card, go buy groceries, or go get this. It starts with a very innocent approach.
Right.
And, that person, family member, friend, whatever, again, not everybody's unscrupulous, but when desperate people are met with a situation or an opportunity,
they can take advantage of it.
They can take advantage.
And it's so sad because the elderly person or this person, they really trust whoever that's handling or taking care of them. They trust them to take care of them. They trust them with their money. They're like, this person will never do this to me. But it's usually someone that's always close to them.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you gain their trust. Mm-hmm. And then it just becomes second nature. And the next thing you know, you've put yourself, in a bad situation. Now, like transfer of deeds, misuse of a power of attorney, maybe we should have one of my realtor friends come in and talk to us about that kind of stuff.
Maybe so.
Because, there's so much opportunity to defraud somebody. Mm-hmm. And I think we called it misappropriation of an incapacitated older adult. Well, if you got an older person who really, has issues, you begin to speak for them, you begin to be the caregiver. Mm-hmm. And I know, with HIPAA laws and everything else, when you talk on the phone, if you tell somebody, well, I'm the caregiver, that opens the door.
Yes.
And so, again, this is where elder abuse gets,
you have to be careful. And if you have, an elderly person and you have someone taking care of them or watching them,
that's right,
just go to that extra step and be like, hey, let me check your bank statements. Let me see what's going on. Just having that extra eye, to look over those things. You may spot something, say, you haven't been to Lowe's. You haven't made this charge.
Like, that's right.
What is going on here? They may not know. They may need those second eyes. So just take some time if you have that elder person just to reach out to them. Just make sure everything's okay. Ask them questions. Look, be a little nosy.
Be a little nosy. Yeah. That you landed in the same place I did. Mm-hmm. Again, it is a situation that I believe there are tons of people that end up in it. Mm-hmm. I know it's the walk nowadays that, you take care of your parents like they took care of you. Mm-hmm. And with the economy, there's less options, right? So it's and I want to be with my family, right? So again, that family qualifier is not even a deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a place where the fraud can occur. So, again, we want to make sure that we value our older people and not abuse and take advantage of their situation. It's scary.
And one thing about the credit union with our member service representatives, if they see anything going on with someone's account, they're like, something just don't feel right.
That's
they're going to report it. And I love that we take that stand and we're not scared to say something.
Well, and again, you know, we talk about coming in for financial checkups, but at any point, mm-hmm. if you feel uncomfortable or slightly confused about something, just stop, mm-hmm. hang up the phone, close the door. Mm-hmm. Don't answer that text.
Come see us.
And it really is sad to say, just don't do anything. Mm-hmm. Just stand there with your arms to your side. That's really hard. So, but last but not least on this list, and I mentioned it a second ago, mm-hmm. Sale of fraudulent investments like Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes.
Oh, yeah.
So that is, a financial advisor. And again, I have tons of friends that are financial advisors, and to my knowledge, they wouldn't do anything to hurt a person, but there are unscrupulous people out there that are looking for opportunities to get in with, a person, maybe an older, incapacitated mm-hmm. person, and say, hey, I can help you invest your money. It's really just, it's scary.
Trust but verify. That's the phrase that I was taught many years ago. I can trust you all day. And I can believe in my heart that you're going to do the right thing for
That's
me.
Right.
But you best believe that I'm going to go back and check.
Well, and again, here's another little tidbit on the sale of financial products or services from, say, an investment type person. The one thing I hadn't thought about was what is called unsuitable for older adult circumstances. I know that's a bunch of words, mm-hmm. but what it means is, like, if you're 80 years old and I sell you a long-term annuity, that's just going to benefit my company,
right.
not
you.
Or term life versus whatever.
So that's like selling them products that they don't need.
They don't need. Mm-hmm. They can't use. And frankly, I've also heard of, like the roof scam. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, we're going to paint your house. Once you get us paid. And then you pay them and you never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure contractors you use are licensed and bonded.
Right.
And that you have talked to three people that they've worked with. That rings a bell, doesn't it? It's just really the best way you can protect yourself.
Right.
So I want to kind of bang around fraud alert and identity theft one more time.
Okay.
We'll just sort of run this down. Identity theft is today's number one crime.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing technology just expands the criminal's opportunities. Protecting your identity and financial assets from these identity thieves and cyber criminals requires consistency, discipline, and awareness. These basic guidelines will help you, kind of protect yourself. So be very discerning when revealing any personal information at all.
Right. That's a big one.
Almost just don't do it.
Right.
You're only required to provide Social Security for income tax records, medical records, college records, loan application. So that is us.
Mm-hmm.
And vehicle registration.
If your bank or the IRS is contacting you, they should already have your Social Security number or account number. So they won't ask you for those things.
And this number three, I'm a violator. don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where the heck do I put it? Nope. Anywhere but your wallet, apparently.
I see a lot of people taking a picture of their Social Security card and putting it in their phone. I don't know how secure that is. I feel like that's just like having the Social Security card in your wallet.
Yeah. Well, all right. I tell you what, that's going to be all the time we have for today, folks. And thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. You can join us each week at 9:05 or 9:06 a.m. But if you want to come early, that's fine.
Yeah.
Supertalk 103.3 or go to supertalk.fm and search Your Power, Your Money, and you can listen to Crystal and I all the time.
And remember, you can catch me, Crystal Clark, on WTOK every Friday for Financial Fitness Friday to learn even more about taking control of your money life.
Triple F.
For the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark, and my shadow here, Mr. Jerome Trahan. We thank you for listening.
Have a great weekend.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.